thank you for being here with us today and for listening online. Again, another heavy load on our online servers, which is great. Use the TuneIn or Simple Radio app. They're both free, any phone or tablet. Don't forget, once you do that, you can continue listening to SLB 24/7 with our SLB live stream that picks up right when we finish. So we hope you'll consider doing that. Well, today we have half of Socio Muse with us today. You're going to get a chance to hear our live music segment at 11 o'clock. And Jim Platt couldn't be with us today, but fortunately we've got Anthony Horner, who's set up and ready to play. We'll talk a little bit more with him and about his music and their music after the first song. Here he is.
I always thought that there was another piece of me, but I never, never dreamed it would be like this. 'Cause you fill in every awkward part of me, all my puzzle pieces you complete, and we make a damn good picture. And they're looking at us now, right? I can't believe I didn't know it at first sight. You are my alabaster jar. If I have everything and nothing, still you are my treasure. I think I knew it from the start, and I my life. You are my alabaster jar.
That's Anthony Horner as we get started with our live music segment for this hour. I walked into the microphone almost. Anthony, good morning, and thanks for being here. I know you're used to playing as a duo, but I'm sure you play or used to play it alone, too. Tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and just how you started playing, how you got to Pittsburgh, if you're not from here.
Okay, no, I'm actually not from here, but I'm from around here. Right now I live in a little farm town called Derry, out near Greensburg, if you know that area. And I guess how I started was, I guess, just as a child. My grandma was a piano teacher when I was a child. So
you grew up in Derry?
I grew up in more toward Ligonier, but now I live in Derry. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I just learned piano from my grandma when I was a kid, and then music just was always a part of my life.
When did you take to songwriting?
Oh, okay. I didn't take to songwriting until I was about 14 years old. I have one whole side of my family that's just a bunch of music prodigies, and I am not them. In light of them, I feel mediocre half the time. But I went to live with my grandma, not the piano grandma, another grandma, when I was in my high school years. And, you know, that's the time when everyone gets all angsty and hormonal and the world's a terrible place. And I just channeled all my emotion into music and rediscovering music and learning to write songs on my own. And it was just how I came to understand the world and make sense of things that don't make sense to a young person. And it just became a core part of my life since then.
Do you think it changed you as you wrote?
I think music saved me. So I absolutely think it changed me. I think without music, I wouldn't be the person I am today. I would have no determination, no sense of working toward a goal, of trying to work hard to achieve something. I think music is my core, the very foundation of who I am, and without it, I'm not even me.
Anthony Horner is who you're hearing. What was the name of the song you started with?
Oh, that song is called Alabaster Jar. I wanted to start with it first because I just wrote it for my cousin's wedding. So shout out to Kelsa and Gary, who just got married.
What a great wedding song. Yeah, mm-hmm. I, now that I reflect on it, that's a beautiful song. And that's an honor as well as a bit of pressure to write a song. Did they use it?
It was nerve-wracking.
Did they use it to dance or in the ceremony?
They didn't use it to dance. It was played right before the processional at their wedding. And then during the reception, they had me play it again when everyone was done eating and before all the dancing and hoopla began.
That's great. Alabaster Jar, mm-hmm. the name of it. Anthony Horner is who we're talking with. What would you like to play next?
Oh, wow. Okay. Anything. I have a few with me. I have this song that I'm pretty much just playing songs that I wrote for other people. I have this song called Come Back to Me that I wrote for my friend Noelle. She was in a vocal competition. And I told her, I said, if I write a song for you, will you use it in the finals? And she made it to the finals, and so she sang the song that I wrote for her about a little piece of her life.
Here he is, Anthony Horner.
Still tying knots in your mind from memories of when you were mine. And all you want is everything you won't let yourself have again. Look at you, you've got yourself in a bind, sulking around while I'm having a good time. Free as a bird with my wings in the wind. And you've got your head in the clouds now, singing my name out loud. But you can't say a word when it comes time to face me and be a man. And be a man and tell me that it's been different without me. And you can't stay lonely so fast. baby, come back. Come back to me. Back to the start again. You've got your eyes on me when you pass behind me. You think that I don't notice, but I'll admit I've been desperate for any sign of evidence that you're still looking for me in the crowds, and I've got my head in the clouds. Your name out loud, but I can't say a word when we come face to face, 'cause I don't have the strength. So tell me that it's been different without me, and you can't stay lonely, so baby, come back. Not easy. Open your mouth and baby say, come back to me.
Anthony Horner at the Saturday Light Brigade Memorial Day weekend. Thanks for being with us. You really like to sing, don't you? I think you do. It's fun to I'm basing that on the range, not just musically, but dynamically. Where did that come from, do you think? I mean, you were mentioning your grandmother before. I mean, just the love of singing out. Not everybody. Some people would approach it a little differently.
Yeah, I don't really know. I guess how it happened. She had me singing in church a lot when I was a little kid, and so when I came to my years when I mentioned that I started songwriting, I really wanted to find out who I was, and I used music through that, and I was always obsessed with music, so I listened to so many different styles of music with people with so many different ranges and ways of manipulating their voice and singing, and I just noticed I don't know how to explain it, but there was parts of me that would connect with parts of the way they sang, and I just kept watching them and trying to teach myself how to do it, and then now I've got this weird mix of different voice styles, I guess, that I have today.
That's a great explanation, and you know, I don't often talk about stuff like this, but you know, when I was figuring out how to do what I do now, and I started pretty young, you know, at 13 or so. I would listen to a lot of radio people, many of them, and take notes and think about what they were doing and how they were doing it, and get very analytical and think about what I liked and what I didn't like, and also things they weren't doing that I think I could be doing. And it's kind of neat. I guess that's what I was trying to say is you've developed, you know, your own style, which is a good thing. I think it's very important to do that. Now, the two songs you've played so far are ones you've written for other people, which is neat. Do you find yourself doing that a lot, or is that a coincidence?
I do it all the time. I'm a people watcher, and as much as I use music to internalize, I use music to understand the lives of other people around me and help me connect to what's going on with them so that what I'm trying to understand in them, then I can understand in myself. And I write for other people all the time, but I think at the same time that I'm writing for them, I'm also writing for myself because I just want to understand everything around me. I want to learn everything and understand everything and find what inside of me connects with that. So I'm always writing for other people as well as myself. I think most of the songs I have here with me today, I've written for other people because there was something about what I was writing about of them that I needed to write about for me, that I needed to discover.
Yeah, and it probably removes a barrier, I would think, maybe, because it's sometimes hard to I know for me, it's easier for me to work on somebody else's resume than it would be to work on my own.
Yeah.
So it's not that I'm going anywhere, but at least I found it that way, so that's interesting. Before you do your next song, I should mention that Anthony often plays as part of a duo. Jim Platt couldn't make it today due to a sudden schedule change, but Socio Muse is the duo. Do you have any gigs coming up, either you alone or the two of you?
Yeah, tonight we're scheduled for a show in Latrobe at the American Legion. I'm describing it to myself as kind of a benefit concert. We're raising money. I don't remember the specific name of the organization we're raising for, but it's on the flyer. It's on my Facebook page. It's on the Socio Muse Facebook page. But it's $10 at the door at the Latrobe American Legion in Pennsylvania, about 10, 15 minutes from Greensburg. And that's where we're going to be at 8 p.m. tonight. We go on stage.
And I'll find out the name of the charity. And you know the boy is from Derry and was raised in Westmoreland County because mm-hmm. he sang Latrobe, the way it should be sent.
Yeah.
People in Pittsburgh say Latrobe.
Yeah. There's a big dispute about that. And even at home, there's the big thing between Latrobe and Latrobe. And I never even know how it's supposed to be said. So I just stick with.
I'm just teasing.
Whatever
everybody.
Right.
Well, Bill Luker, who
everyone gets so touchy about it,
it was here mm-hmm. Co-hosting and producing Saturday Morning for many years. His dad was from Latrobe, and he made it quite clear to me that it was Latrobe, not Latrobe.
But, oh, geez, yeah.
What would you like to do next?
Okay. Well, I have this song here. I'm going to keep it upbeat for one more song, and then I'll go into the sad, sappy music that I write, but which I'm obsessed with. But I have this one here that I have never even titled yet, and I just wrote it because I wanted to have fun and write something silly one day.
Here again, Anthony Horner.
Back hair with the GQ flare and the sexy stare. Hey, you, won't you flash me one of your smiles? Hey, you, you got my world spinning around, got my head in the clouds. Will you promise to catch me if I ever come back down? Because you're not what I'm used to, and this is something all new, but I know I'm liking what you're giving to me now. You've got that summer in your eyes, you've got that one of a kind touch to make me feel like I'm finally doing it. I'm doing something, I'm finally doing something right. Right, this is something right. Right, this is something right. This is something, this is something. I'm finally doing something right. So meet me at midnight tonight when the lights all fade clock strikes its last second of the day, but we've got hours till morning breaks. And let's get away, you and I, to some godforsaken part of town where no one will find us till we want to be found. And I could stay here forever, and it would never get old, 'cause you're not what I'm used to, and this is something all new. But I know I'm liking what you're giving to me now. You've got that summer in your eyes, you've got that one of a kind touch to make me feel like I'm finally doing it, doing something, I'm finally doing something right, I'm doing something right, this is something right, this is something, this is something, I'm finally doing something right. No, believe me, just might be the best damn thing that's ever happened to me. Oh, baby, it's like you're setting me free and bringing me into life with that summer. Doing something, I'm finally doing something with the summer in your eyes. You've got that one of a kind touch to make me feel like I'm finally doing it. I'm doing something, I'm finally doing something right, this is something right, this is something right. Something right.
Anthony Horner, it's a nice song, upbeat song, untitled as of now. I did look to see who you're playing in support of tonight. It's the Veterans Home Association.
Yes.
Of,
now you say it, I remember
the
it.
Latrobe. Latrobe. See, I'm slipping.
You're slipping up now.
Yeah, I know.
This is live.
And this is tonight at 8 o'clock at the Latrobe VFW. And there's a lot of other groups on that bill, including somebody calling himself a uke slinger. you can learn more at the Socio-Muse Facebook site, which we've linked to today. We probably are only going to have time for one more because I'm just guessing because we have about 5 or 6 minutes of radio time left, and most of your songs are about 5 minutes or so. And it's really been great. I hope we'll be able to have you with Jim next time. We'll make a rain check to have him come down.
Yeah.
Do the two of you, would you have been playing the same songs? Do you write for the duo? Or
we would have not been playing probably any of these songs that we're playing today.
Well, what a treat.
We write songs together and we write songs separate, and then we perform them together and we perform them separate but on the same stage at the same time.
Yeah. So this is great.
We're still working it out.
Well, I'm glad we had a chance for a little treat here, and I'm glad you were able to be so versatile and to dig into your own songs. You might not have been, you know, you kind of got to get yourself, I would imagine, in a different frame of mind.
Had a lot of last-minute practicing when last-minute schedule change told me that, oh, you're going to have to do this alone. And I thought, oh, crap, pull out the songbook. We've got one night to practice and not sound like an idiot on radio.
Yeah, you know, there's take it in music where, you know, you expect, 16 bars or something. But take it in terms of the gig. You know,
yeah.
Take it away. It's all yours. Well, thank you for
thank
being
you.
Here. Anything else you wanted to mention that I might have forgotten to ask you?
I don't think so, but I would like to throw a shout out if I could.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, first to my awesome friend Mandy Hopper, who without her last minute help with trying to figure out how I'm going to get here, I wouldn't be here with you guys today.
Thank you, Mandy.
And for the last song, I want to throw a shout out to my very best friend in the whole world for as long as I can remember, Tara Martin. The last song was about her life.
Thank you for being here. And once again, here's Anthony Horner.
Does he make you feel like he made you feel when he's taking you through the clouds? And do you ever come back down and think of us, and think of us? I know I make pretty low, but baby, come back to the ground, because I took that bottle and I threw it in the garbage, and all I can think of is how much I don't have you now. So what's he got that I don't have for you? What's keeping you from my bed? While you're out there finding Superman, you're flying around in my head, and all my dreams are screaming for you. Does he even know your name? while you're out there finding Superman. You can find me at home, getting sober, staring at the picture of me and Lois
Anthony Horner, thank you.